San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1, Board of Commissioners Meeting, Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017.
That's yours, yep.
Okay, I think we've got pretty much everybody here, and it's just about 5 o'clock, so let's come to order for our regular meeting of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1, being held in San Juan County EMS Building, Friday Harbor, Washington. Today's date is Wednesday, November the 22nd, 2017, and the time is 5 o'clock. We have all of our commissioners present this evening. And before we begin going through the items on the agenda, I just remind everyone who's not on emergency duty to please turn off their cell phones and pagers to avoid any interruptions during the meeting. Nathan Butler is our administrative assistant, and he's filling in for our superintendent, Pamela Hutchins, this evening, who has been taken ill and spent several days in the hospital. And I understand that she was moved today to a nursing type facility?
It was actually yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And so I'm sure everyone joins me in wishing her all the best and a speedy recovery. Our first item of business is the consent agenda, which consists of the October 25th, 2017 regular meeting minutes, the San Juan Island EMS warrant approval, and the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 warrants approval. Could I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
It's been moved.
Second.
And seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. All right, that passes 5-0. The next item is our San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 operations report, and since Pam isn't here and we expect that she will be next month, we're going to defer the financial and operations report until our next board meeting.
If I may say, I would like to thank Nathan and also Tina Tomlin for their exceptional work and trying to pick up the pieces and getting everything together for today's meeting. I know Tina did a lot of work and so did Nathan.
Okay, noted. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the EMS operations report. Chief Jerry Martin, can you present that?
Well, good evening, commissioners. It's been a typical October for us as the summers got to an end and they were slowing down. For last month, we had 86 calls that gave us 940 to date, which is putting us about 35 calls less than last year. 15 transports with the Island Air, 8 with airlift, and 0 with the Navy. I'm going to turn this over to Chris to go over the financial review.
All right, so for October, October is our typical big month of influx of cash because of the property taxes roll in. So we had total revenue for the month of October of $460,091, and expenditures were $178,088. So, positive flow. That for the year to date through October 31st, we're at $1,845,000 in revenue and about $1,709,000 in expenses. So our through October, we're at a positive cash flow of about $137,000. Now that's going to drop a little bit in this month because this is the month we've had the new ambulance arrived, got the new that came in. It was $172,000, and we had an $80,000 grant from the San Juan Island EMT Association, which was from a bequest from the estate of Dottie Gann. So they, so that that's going to cut in a little bit on our year end, but it's still, from what I've looked at and what the remaining expenditures that we're aware of, I think we're falling right in on budget. Might be a little ahead, might be a little under, but pretty much right around budget. And because the remaining expenditures that we have budgeted that we haven't seen yet are related to the election, but that shouldn't be as significant as it has been in the past because there was a lot on the ballot this time around, so our costs won't be very significant there. We'll have some costs for the audit, and so far we're in decent shape there. We're sitting at the end of October on cash and reserves of $882,000. And then our accounts receivable are, in terms of our gross outstanding accounts receivable, we finally kind of got through the last of all the intermedics and all the other stuff. And so we are sitting on October 31, we were sitting right around $200,000 of outstanding billings.
Intermedics?
No, that's, I'm sorry, Systems Design, that's what the new billing provider.
Okay.
Intermedics is basically just whatever we're going to get from Medicaid at this point that's been held back because of the CID, and we've referred everything else to collections.
Okay.
At this point, and the rate we'll get on that, I'm not entirely sure, but so I'd say what we have sitting for the outstanding Medicaid's about $20,000 to $25,000.
So I have a question about that. So about $200,000 is on the outstanding billings. Do you have, based upon history, and some belief about what percentage of that is going to be collectible?
I would say it's probably what we have sitting outstanding there. I'd say it's probably 150. Is Systems Design to their outstanding amounts? They tend to be pretty quick. They're far faster than Intermedics was, and so really that. They resolve a lot of that within the month, and we know they know pretty quickly what's going to get written off. That maybe for those that are like island residents, the zero out of pocket there,
okay.
And what's going to be like if it's a Medicare, we already know how much we're going to get there. So there's some of that they can estimate out rather quickly.
So we should.
But
track that
I would say, yeah, maybe. Yeah, 150 out of the total is probably that's my rough guess.
Okay.
A question on that. We've got this graph here, this chart.
Yeah.
And that is got a total of what, 200,000 at the top of that.
Uh-huh.
Is this?
Let me find it.
Are we? I don't see an aged accounts receivable thing like we had the last time. Do we have that?
The aging is right there on the chart.
Okay.
Because if you look at that chart, if you look all the way across to the right,
yeah.
That shows the outstanding portion, or pending, I think is the term they use.
It's called pending.
Yeah, pending. So that's basically the accounts receivable that we're sitting on, and that's at... That particular chart is really like as of that time of day that it's printed, really. It's a very dynamic. But what that gives you is a solid picture across the board. It's based on dates of service. So each line on there is for each month that we provided the service.
Mm-hmm.
And then and you'll see how it tracks along that there's some that's the older stuff has much less pending, the newer stuff has more pending. And if you look at the bar chart going across, especially if you look at the older months, you'll see that the bars pretty much come in about even. There's the bar on the left shows what our gross charges are, And then you'll see that there's the, then on the right, the blue is the disallowed, like the Medicaid, the Medicare disallowed charges. And then the green is the payments we receive plus the levy. Levy meaning the write-off for island residents. So if you look at the old stuff, like July, you know, 16, where that's pretty much all done, that's pretty much flat. And you'll see as you get over on the right side, like October shows our gross charges, and then there's already been a lot of where we can say has been disallowed and some collected in the levy. So there's more to be collected there than it is in, but if you look back, say, you know, but those bars start to flatten out the further back you get because those are the ones that are getting closed out.
So this is a chart for, it's not Intermedics, it's...
No, that's only systems design.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I really prefer that aged accounts receivables either with 30, 30 to 60, 60 to 90. It tells you how long they've had it to be collecting. And
yeah,
when it starts to get up there into that 180 and 220 mm-hmm. days, it's real easy to see on that chart. This, I'm not so sure I'm following.
Well, if you, it kind of does that because if you look at, say, the, if you go over on the right side, if you look at October,
mm-hmm.
that's basically, that's 0 to 30 right there. You got 25,000. 60 to 90 is 22,000. 90 to 120 would be, you know, because it goes each month going back, so you can see that.
It's just, it's harder to read. I think that's
it is a little harder to read.
It is harder. I'd really like that other one next time we do one, if we can.
Yeah,
do
that other one is comes from Intermedics, and I'll have to look to see what kind of, what I can pull from systems design that would provide something like that. There is one, I
systems
think.
Design does have one, too, that we'll pull
yeah.
up.
Yeah, I think that's what we had last
yeah,
time,
Yeah, we had both.
Yeah.
We had both, and then with Intermedics, they're all over the 210 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're used to seeing it broken mm-hmm. out that way.
Yep.
I agree with Bill, and if
yep.
we could have, you know,
happy
this as well,
that.
Just, you know, belt and suspenders, that would be
yep. good. Happy to provide that.
Thank you.
Okay,
and we
Chris,
could even
have...
email that out to you for October.
Okay, that'd be good. Did you have more on your report?
For me?
Chris?
Yeah. I guess, well, that's kind of the status that we're at. We're pretty much closed out the account, all the accounts receivable with Intermedics.
Mm-hmm.
There was, that has finally, I think, come to an end. And
could I just ask, at one point in one of these meetings, I asked for a narrative report that basically went over the accounts receivable situation and the efforts that were made to, you know, to find out what was collectible mm-hmm. and what wasn't collectible. And at some point, I know that you guys committed to doing a narrative report, and
okay.
which I think is really important for commissioners coming onto the board, and so that they kind of understand what happened. And I look at this stuff as a way of basically looking back at a situation that frankly got out of control, the efforts that were made to get it back under control. And it really helps people, you know, if ever in the future a situation starts to develop into something like that, it helps to have a history written down that you can take a look at, and you can say, oh, this is when, you know, we don't want to be in that situation again, and I want to capture the learnings.
Okay.
Is that something we could have for the next board meeting, or is it?
I can try. I've pretty much done that.
I thought
a lot
you
of
had.
That. Through explanation. I don't remember committing to a narrative report, but I'll be happy to do that. I'll try to have that by next month.
Okay. Okay. Good. Thank you.
And if maybe at the end, maybe we can maybe do a January report, because we're still going through the audit right now, and that's been taking up a lot of time
mm-hmm. sure.
with us getting okay. that information. So maybe the January meeting.
Sure, and the way that I would think about it is, you know, we know Annalise is coming on board
yeah.
in January, and so she's somebody that I would really love to have her up to speed on some of what's happened here, because all of us were here for all of these conversations, but it's really difficult to track that. And it's the sort of thing that I just would like a lessons learned type of document that's useful for commissioners coming on board.
I think if everybody's agreeable, then January would be fine.
Okay.
Okay, good.
That'd be better for me.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, the audit's still on.
I know you're burdened with that audit.
So